This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Welcome brothers and sisters in Islam and dear friends to our series on the hereafter as we continue on our journey towards our final destination, either Jannah or to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that the day of judgment be a tremendous sight. And we had already taken how it was going to begin. We had discussed how the sun would be, how the stars would be. We discussed how the sky would be, how the ground would be. We discussed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would cause the souls to rise up, or the bodies to all come out of the ground. We discussed how there would be uncircumcised, barefooted, and there would be naked, and we discussed how the terror of the day would be so much that people will be in such pain and agony. We discussed how the sun would be so close that people would be sweating so much that they would be covered in their sweat, and some of them even drowning in their sweat. And we even discussed how the angels would be sitting on our back, another angel and another angel driving us on. We also discussed how different people will come on and how they will look, how the person who died in the cause of Allah, he will look, how the person who died in Hajj, he will look, how the person of who was a sinner will look, how the person who took riba will look on the Day of Judgment. We spoke about how the people who are righteous will be given riding beasts on which to ride on, and they will not have to stand. And we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clothe them from the clothing of paradise. Now what we know, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is that the first person who will be clothed on that day will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter it will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course the reason why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the first person to be clothed was because he was a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested him by the people who wanted to throw him into the fire, and they had taken his clothes off and then tried to throw him into the fire to punish him without clothes. And at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to actually honor him on the Day of Judgment. And as a result, he would be the first person to be clothed on that day. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let me describe to you the terror of that day. Because now we come to our session today, which is a session on the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now at the beginning, once people have stood up and everyone has been risen up from their graves, people will be in a tremendous state. People will be in a tremendous state. There will be some of them, as you know, as I spoke to you about and told you about, they will be deaf, dumb and blind, and they will not know where to go. They will be hit by the angels and they will run to the right and run to the left. And there will be others who will be in such agony and horror with the heat of that day and the thirst of that day and the amount of pain and torture on the day and just the unbearable screams of people when they know that they are headed for doom, when they will hear the lament of the people, the agony of the people. If you've seen, for example, have you, just try and imagine an incident perhaps after the tsunami, you might have had a look, or perhaps when a bus crash, perhaps an earthquake, when all the dead bodies are put in front, and have you seen how sometimes the women go crazy and the relatives of the people are just in agony and pain, and they're screaming and they're moving about and people are holding them back and they're screaming, oh, what's happening to them? What's happened to them? Why is this happening? Etc. Imagine, just imagine, but this is all of mankind, billions if not trillions of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up on that day, and they will all be in torture, and all be in pain, and all be in agony, and all be in horror, and all of them worried about what is going to happen to them, except for the few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them happiness and nur and light and guidance on their face. Subhanallah, imagine creation in front of you, billions of people in agony and terror, billions of people, subhanallah, in this amazing horror that they are going to either enter into this tremendous fire or into this amazing Jannah. They are waiting for that day and they are running around about each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day people will be running towards each other and saying, please give me just one reward. They'll be running to the mom, to the mother and saying, my mother, please, my mother, you are my mother, I'm your child, remember? I'm your child, you're the one who gave birth to me, you're the one who cared for me, please just one reward. Give me just one reward, because that is the difference between Jannah and Nar for me. Just one reward. If I could know 1,000 people, I'd go to all the thousands of people. Just one reward is all I ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and He says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ, when the tremendous day comes, the sakha, the terrible sound of that day comes, يَوْمَ إِذِن يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, on that day, people will run away from their brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and from his beloved mother, and from his beloved respected father. He will run away. Why is he running away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter He says, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and he will also run away from his beloved wife and his spouse. The wife will run away from the husband run away from the wife, and his banih and his children, he will run away. Why is he running away? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذِن شَأْنُ يُغْنِي, because on that day there is a terrible, terrible thing on their minds. The terrible thing on their minds is their state that they're going to be for hereafter. They don't know where they're going to be. They don't know if they're going for hellfire or Jannah. Or perhaps they already know, because they know how much sins they have done. And as a result, they can see the punishment already upon them. They experience the punishment in the grave. Now is the real punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised them. On that day, my brothers and sisters in Islam, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَدُوْ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوْ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, on that day, the beloved friends, those people you have taken as friends, and they are your beloved bosom buddies, and they are your best friends, on that day, they were like this, and now they will run away from each other. You will be enemies of one another on that day, except for muttaqeen, those who are righteous, those who are pious, those who are God-fearing. They are the ones on that day who will be brothers of one another. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we will run away from each other if we are not friends. We will run away from each other if we are not God-fearing. We will run away from each other, and our friendship will not benefit us to the least extent. It will not benefit us if we do not become good practicing Muslims. SubhanAllah, on that day, my brothers and sisters in Islam, also that which has been reported is that people will rush towards others and grab their necks, and the disbelievers will rush towards the Muslims and say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me about Islam? SubhanAllah, we should be telling our disbelieving people around us, those people who are disbelievers, we should be telling them about Islam, because they will be in terror, they will be in horror, and they will reproach us on the Day of Judgment saying, why did you not tell us? And if we were of those people who had told them and told them to fear Allah, then they cannot reproach us on that day. They cannot harm us. They cannot come near us. On that day, we will be safe, inshallah, away from all the horrors, in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the horrors and the heat and the struggle and the pain and torture of that day. 50,000 years. 50,000 years is standing. Wallahi, we can't stand for a day and give a lecture. I have difficulty giving a lecture for one whole day standing, 10 hours standing, I have difficulty. Imagine standing for 50,000 years in this terror. As a result, people will be distraught. They cannot take it anymore. Just the standing without the fire, just the standing with the heat of the sun is enough for them. They just can't take it anymore. SubhanAllah. They know that what is going to come is worse. They know what is going to come is surely, surely worse. However, they just can't take it. The situation, just the standing on the day of judgment is so severe, so serious that they just cannot take it and says, yes, we know we're going to be punished, but we cannot stand the weight anymore. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, verily mankind is ظَلُومًا, is a transgressing jahul, ignorant. This is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again and again to us. We are ignorant as a creation. We are hasty, as Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, mankind was created hasty. And the same way the people, even though they know that what is about to come is going to be worse, even then, they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, bring it on, please bring it on. As a result, they'll be running to the left, running to the right, asking, telling people, please tell Allah to to start the accounting. Tell Allah, please, we can't wait anymore. So they'll run to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam say, no, I can't do this because I sinned before, and no, this job is not for me. They will run to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will also say, no, this job is not for me. They will run to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he will say, this is a job not for me. And they will also run to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus, may Allah have mercy upon him, will also say, no, this is not for me. And they will run to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And Noah will also say, this is not for me. And then finally they will all of creation, having disbelieved in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, save for the Muslimin. All of creation, his enemies, the ones who are the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this life, and those who hated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everybody, including the believers, those who hated and those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone would run to this man Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, I will say on that day when all of creation comes to me, I will say, Ana laha, ana laha. I am for it, I am for it. Yes, I have heard your call. Yes, yes, I will ask Allah. I will ask Allah. Then subhanAllah, he is the only one person out of the billions and trillions of people Allah knows best, of jinn and mankind on that day, the only one person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given enough rahmah in his heart to be worried about someone else on that day. Only one person on that day that he is worried about his people and mankind. This person, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him so special. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been made so special that he is an embodiment of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that surely he is so full of mercy that he has forgotten himself on that day, and he is worried about people, he's worried about mankind, he's worried about the ummah on that day. And it is for this reason he will say, I am for it, I am for it. And at that point, he will then prostrate under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him on that day to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those words and those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has not revealed yet to any soul, to any creation at all. And after, as long as Allah wills for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prostrate, then Allah will ask him to get up and say, Ya Muhammad sal tu'ta, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask and you will be given. Ishfa' tushaffa', you ask and intercede for anybody and your intercession will be accepted. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the intercession, to say, Ya Allah, please start the accounting. And at that point, he will also say, Ya Allah, O Allah, ummati, ummati, my ummah, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a very important question that I want to ask you today. A very, very important question that I want to ask you today. And that is, how much do you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do you truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love you? Let's answer this question first. How much did he love you? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the beautiful Quran, he says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Verily, a honorable messenger has come from yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. It is severely difficult on him that you should come to any difficulty or come to any harm. Harisun alaykum. He is always working and striving for your good. He has always been working and striving for that which is best for you. Bil mu'minina ra'uf rahim. Verily with the believers, he is most generous, most forgiving, most merciful, as much as a creation could be. Obviously not to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to the level that a creation could ever be. Meaning he is the perfect embodiment of mercy to creation that a creation could ever be to creation. Ya salam. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how he was. Someone who loved us so much. Someone who loved us more than our own parents. So therefore, how can we not love him? How can we not love him? On that day when everyone will be worried about themselves, this is the only person who will say, Ummati, Ummati, my nation, my nation. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, how can we not love this man then? How can we not love this man? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه. No one will truly believe until I am more beloved to him than his waladihi, than his son, wa walidihi, and his father, and his tribe, and his nation, and his nationality, and his honor. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ and all of mankind. And we will not truly believe until this man, Rasulullah ﷺ, is more beloved to us than our own parents, our own wives, our own fathers and mothers, our own wealth, our own commerce and trade, our own nation, everything, all of mankind. We will not enter Jannah until we get the shafa'ah, the intercession of Rasulullah ﷺ. Truly, therefore, to love him is part of our faith. To love him is part of our faith. Also, to love him, we need to love him because al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. As Rasulullah ﷺ said in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, verily the believer, the person is with whom he loves. A person in the Day of Judgment will be with whom he loves. So who do you love? Do you love Abu Jahl? Do you love Fir'aun? Do you love Michael Jackson? Do you love Marilyn Monroe? Who is it that you love? Who is your superstar? Who is your idol? Who is the person that you should be attached to? Who is the person you should be speaking about? Who is the person whose lives you should be reading about? Who is the person who you should be amazed with? Who is the person who you should be remembering all the time? Who is the person you should be making dua for? Who is the person you should be defending? Who is the person you should be loving? It must be Rasulullah ﷺ, because truly, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Truly, a person will only be with those that he loves. And we find tremendous examples of loving Rasulullah ﷺ from the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ. We find that once Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, when he was a mushrik, when he was a disbeliever and he was in Mecca and he wanted to come to Medina to visit his daughter who was one of the wives of Rasulullah ﷺ, he entered upon his daughter's hut. At that point, when he enters upon his daughter's hut, when he came as a just to visit Medina, to visit his daughter. So when he came to the hut, he walked into the hut and he saw a prayer mat. He saw a mat that was on the ground. So he wanted to actually sit down on the mat. At that point, Rasulullah's wife, his daughter, pulled the mat. Straight away pulled the mat from underneath him before Abu Sufyan, her father, could sit down on the mat. And so Abu Sufyan said, Oh my daughter, it is either I am too good for the mat or the mat is too good for me. And so at that point, she said, may Allah have mercy upon her. She said, rather, this is the mat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the carpet, this is the prayer mat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will never let a disbeliever sit on the mat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the love that this woman had for the mat of Rasulullah. Imagine the love they had for the man, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truly amazing, truly amazing. It is for this reason as well. It is for this reason as well that Sufyan, that Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, used to say that I heard once, meaning a hadith was narrated to me, that there used to be a tree, a date palm tree in near the Prophet's mosque that used to cry for missing Rasulullah ﷺ. Yes, and this is an authentic narration in Bukhari that Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah is mentioning, that there used to be a tree where Rasulullah ﷺ used to put his hands on the tree and then he used to give the khutbah to the people, the khutbah on the Friday sermon. At that point, once what happened was there was so much people that the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, let us build your minbar, a pulpit, so that you can give khutbah from the pulpit. At that point, once when the minbar was built, the pulpit was built, he got up on the pulpit and he started to give the khutbah, one of the Jum'ahs. And when he started to give the khutbah, he heard and people could hear the cry, a sound of crying coming from the tree. A sound of crying, it's an authentic hadith in Bukhari. A sound of crying coming from the tree. And so everybody looked and they saw, subhanAllah, this was this date palm tree that was crying. And some of them even mentioned that some tears were coming out of the tree. And there's some water that was dew was coming off the leaves. And there was no dew at that time. It was hot in Medina. It was the sun was boiling down. And so how could there be any dew? But there was. And so they went close to it. And then Rasulullah put his hands on the tree. And at that point, the tree calmed down. At that point, the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was that? And Rasulullah said, this tree was missing me. The tree was missing me. The fact that I was standing here and I was to put my hands on the tree and I was to give the khutbah, it was missing me and the Islamic knowledge that I was giving out. This is why Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah says, and he continues and he said, Wallahi, if a object that does not have a soul, a tree is not considered to have a soul in Islam, if an object such as a tree can cry out of loving Rasulullah ﷺ, are not a people who say that Rasulullah ﷺ is their final messenger, who say that they love Rasulullah ﷺ more than their own parents, are they not more worthy of crying out of the love of Rasulullah ﷺ? Are they not more worthy of missing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we not more worthy of crying than that tree, my beloved friends? Does he not love us more than the tree? Of course he does. He loved us so much so that he would be so worried for us, and on that day, he is the one who would be interceding for us. So how can we not love him? How can we not love him, my beloved friends? And once Abdullah ibn Salul, who was a hypocrite in Medina, at that point, he wanted to test Rasulullah ﷺ, and he said after one of the battles, he said, Wallahi, when I reach Medina, I will throw Rasulullah ﷺ out of Medina. At that point, the son of Abdullah ibn Salul was a hypocrite, the chief of the hypocrites. His son was Abdullah again, also called Abdullah, but the son, Abdullah, was a Muslim. At that point, when he heard this, he became very afraid and very sad. He became very sad, and he went to Rasulullah ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, order me and I will cut off my father's head for you. He said, what? Order me and I will cut off my father's head for you. Amazing. This is the love that they had for Rasulullah ﷺ. They were able to sacrifice everything for the sake of this man, for the sake of Rasulullah ﷺ. Ya Salam. Truly amazing love that they had for Rasulullah ﷺ. Also once, in the Battle of Uhud, there was a woman from Banu Dinar who had lost her father, her brother, her husband, and her sons in that battle. Every male member of her family had died in the Battle of Uhud. At that point, when she came to see the people on the ground, she said, where are the people? Where are the people? And then the people were saying, this is your father, this is your son, this is your daughter, this is your husband, etc. She said, no, show me Rasulullah. And so they showed Rasulullah, and he was alive and living. At that point, she said, Ya Rasulullah, as long as you are alive, then all my worries are over. As long as you are alive, Ya Rasulullah, because this is the true love that they had. Also take the example of this companion called Anas bin Nadr. Anas bin Nadr could not join the battle of Badr when the battle of Badr was going on. So he promised to Allah, and he made an oath that, Wallahi, when the next battle comes, I will show you, Allah, the truthful iman that I have in my heart. So in that battle, once the battle had started, the Battle of Uhud, as we know, the Muslims began to lose. When the Muslims began to lose, the non-Muslims started to say that Muhammad had died. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had died. At that point, Umar radiallahu anhu became very disheartened, and he sat down and he put his sword back into his sheath, and he sat down. At that point, Anas bin Nadr, this companion, he came past and he saw Umar radiallahu anhu on the ground, and he said, Ya Umar, what are you doing? You're on the ground. This is Umar bin Farooq. Umar al-Farooq, this is the second Khalifa of Islam, sitting down on the ground, the one the shaitan is afraid of. SubhanAllah, on the ground, and he said, Ya Umar, what are you doing? And at that time, Umar said, Oh Anas, haven't you heard that indeed Rasulullah had died? Because he thought that Rasulullah had died, so he had not stopped fighting. At that point, Anas told him, فَمَا تُرِيدُ بِالْحَيَاةِ بَعْدَهُ. So what do you want with life after him? What do you want with life after him? SubhanAllah, at that point, Anas went back into the battle and he died until they could not recognize him except by the tips of his fingers. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ, verily from the believers are men, صَدَقُوا مَا عَهُدَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, verily they are men, those who have been truthful to the covenant they have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved friends, we have to love Rasulullah. Look at how the companions love Rasulullah. Come back to his love. Try and taste the sweetness of iman by coming back to him and coming back to his love. Love Rasulullah. How do you love him? You love him by making dua for him. How do you love him? You make dua for him. So whenever you can, make dua for him. After the adhan, as you know, for example, even on Islam channel, they have the dua that is read. And that is the dua that you should all make, because then you can gain the intercession of Rasulullah. So pay attention and make dua for him as much as you can. Defend him when his honor is being rejected. Honor him as much as you can. Defend him as much as you can. When people argue against him, then defend him. Defending him is not fighting and all that, but defend him with the pen. Defend him by having conferences about his greatness. Defend him by having an exhibition about his honor. Defend him by talking about him, writing books about him. This is what you should be doing. And of course, follow him. Because truly, if you love him, then you will follow him. As Allah says, if you love me, then follow me. Allah will love you. If you love Rasulullah ﷺ, then follow him. Then truly, not only Rasulullah will love you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us back to this love, inshallah. And until the next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.